Oh, yeah. Welcome to another sports show that you love to turn up real loud. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's another edition of Rock Stocks. I am the metal man, sports guru, and all-around sporting dude, Sean Rocks. 1974 Elks Hoop Shoot State Champion. We're in the heat of Rocktober, the greatest month in sports, where all four major sports are rocking and rolling at once. If you're a gambling man like me, it's time to take the bank home. Let's start with a little local love, though, real fast-like, and let you know that Butte High was a big winner this weekend and secure a home playoff spot. So we're in. We're in. And revenge to Helena will be sweet. Crosstown, Butte Central lost to Frenchtown as their disappointing season rolls to an end. Probably got one more game left. And my main man, number one main man, Jet Campbell and the Tech Ore Diggers, they also fell. We got one in, and they do have potential to take the title on Butte High School. On Butte High School. All right, let's head to the national things and check out Major League Baseball as they are down to the Final Four. Astros, Red Sox are tied at 1-1. This should be a tight series and down to the wire as the Red Sox try to upset the Astros. On the other side of things, Atlanta Braves. Two walk-off wins to lead the series 2-0. The little Brave that could. The Dodgers are favored to win it. They got a big uphill battle as they're down 2-0 to the Braves. NBA about ready to tip off. That would be this week. The NBA tips off. Big news in the NBA is Kyrie Irving won't get vaccinated, so he will forfeit his play. Sit around and get fat. Try not to get the COVID. Let's move to the NFL. Where we had another crazy weekend. I mean, there were some pretty crappy games, but the good games outweighed the bad games, I guess. It was Miami and Jacksonville. Did you see the field goal that Jacksonville kicker did? I mean, the announcer even said it was not good, and then it just curved right in. Unbelievable. Jacksonville stops their 20-game losing streak and gets a win for their new coach, Urban Meyer, and their new quarterback, who's a long-haired gunslinger that I like a lot. It was the Bengals stomping the Lions, and Mrs. Ford, probably not very happy with her team. It was the football team, my beloved football team, losing to the Chiefs, who don't have to change their name, but they are Indians. I don't get that. We don't get our name, but the Chiefs can have theirs. Anyway, the Chiefs stomped us. As we look like we're going to have another disappointing year. I'm used to it, though. It was the Vikings over the Panthers as Kirk Cousins starts to creep his ugly head into the MVP race. The Colts stomped the Texans. Carson Wentz looking like good old Carson Wentz. It was the Rams stomping the Giants. Loved it. Ravens, Chargers. The big game of the weekend was a stinker. The Ravens stomped them 34-6. It was Aaron Rodgers owning the Bears 24-14. Cardinals, the only undefeated team in the league, 37-14 over the Browns as Baker Mayfield had one heck of a Hail Mary. He must have threw it 70 yards in the air. Raiders get a win for their new coach. stomped the Broncos in Denver. It was Dallas over the Patriots in a crazy, crazy fourth quarter that saw the lead change 7 times. Steelers squeaked by the Seahawks in overtime. Wowza, 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 what a game that was. Looking to next week, we got some big games. We got my football team going to Green Bay to get another good butt whooping. And the Bengals are at the Ravens. That should be a pretty good game, as the Bengals look like they're back. Any other big games we should take a look at before we get our hanger hair out of here? Saints and the Seahawks could be a groovy one, as Geno Smith looks like he broke off all that rust after the first half last night. So Seahawks, maybe they have some hope. Maybe. All right, weather's been beautiful. My advice to all of you, while the weather is beautiful in Rocktober, is to go outside and play. Till next week. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the metal man, Sean Rocks. Don't forget my Metal Shop Radio every Saturday night at 10 p.m. I'll be breaking your neck then and there. Till next week. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Sean Rocks. Roxo on the radio. If you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter. Peace, love, rock and roll.